But as the American flag is pulled down, the Philippine Union is formation of damage. More accurately, the great majority of Filipinos went to orders to a new colonial alliance between the Philippine elite and Washington. To say that colonialism was replaced by neocolonialism is not to suggest that the civil relationship for a few moments. Neocolonialism gives the Philippines more freedom to maneuver. It also places new constraints upon the actions of the United States. American personal media stated in the Philippines only the loyalists in France. U.S. intervention in the Philippine affairs came as legal birth, and U.S. officials in the state made much of France, Philippine sovereignty and nationalism. Even if the only difference between the colonial and the neocolonial relationship were the legal one, the specific level of sovereignty, this difference can have a significant effect on the behavior of nation states. While the United States is a military position in the Bureau of Philippines shared by new other powers, it had similar and exclusive military rights after the war, and owned as many U.S. troops were stationed in the Philippines in 1969 as U.S. troops were Philippine Scouts police to the Fort Worth Harbor. There are certainly been changes in the relationship between the United States and the Philippines, but it is difficult to attribute this impact of Philippine independence. There have been incremental U.S.